Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Dr. Pam Popper, 1-614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. A study published in the April 8, 2010 issue of the New England Journal of Medicine concluded that taking vitamins C and E during pregnancy did not reduce the risk of hypertension during pregnancy. According to Heartwire, this is the largest study that has looked at the relationship between antioxidant supplementation and preeclampsia. In this study, women were either given 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and 400 international units of vitamin E daily, or a placebo, to start in week 9 and run through 16 weeks of pregnancy. In addition to hypertension, other outcomes were measured as well. Hypertension with elevated liver enzymes, elevated creatinine levels, medically induced preterm birth, fetal growth restriction, and perinatal death. There were 9,969 women for whom outcomes data were made available, and there was no difference between the groups taking the vitamins or the groups taking the placebo. There was, interestingly enough, a slight increase in blood pressure for women taking the vitamins, but it wasn't statistically significant. Lead researcher Dr. James Roberts told Heartwire that the rationale for the study is that it's been believed for some time that oxidative stress might be a cause of preeclampsia. And this is in response to a study of high-risk women that was done some time ago that showed a 60% reduction in risk as a result of supplementation with antioxidants. But attempts to replicate the results have been unsuccessful, and in fact, this study was unsuccessful in replicating those results. Now, my commentary on all of this, it is true, and it may have been true in the case of the high-risk women, that supplementation can sometimes be helpful for treating conditions. And so perhaps high-risk women might benefit from taking supplemental antioxidants. But I would argue that it would be better to teach these high-risk women to practice dietary excellence than to take vitamin pills, since so many studies have shown side effects from taking vitamin pills, and we don't get those types of side effects when people consume whole foods. It also confirms my ongoing statement that I've been making for years that these high-dose supplements should be considered treatment to be administered by practitioners in specific situations rather than self-medication at the health food store, which is generally what's going on. But in general, my recommendation to women who are pregnant or hope to get pregnant and want to avoid complications is to practice dietary excellence, meaning a wellness-forum-style diet and optimal habits. Now, in this interview with Heartwire covering this story, Roberts advised women to continue taking prenatal supplements that contain the antioxidants that were used in the study, but just not to take high doses of those antioxidants. And I've never really seen any evidence that prenatal vitamins do much to reduce complications or risks and that sort of thing. So I always find it interesting that even when the studies show no response or bad response, terrible outcome, the caution is always keep doing what you're doing, even though it seems that it doesn't make a difference. But once again, I think this is evidence of a growing body of studies in the scientific literature that show that we're looking at the wrong thing to solve our health problems and trying to find supplements and that sort of thing. It's really food that's medicine, not supplements. That's all for now, and have a great day.